This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the verboten site. People all the country say, I wish I could still hear you. You're not on YouTube or iTunes. Too bad you're off the air. And I'm like, I'm on hundreds of radio stations, and I'm at Infowars.com. Spread the word. It's here. But everybody just thinks now that social media is where you go. 10 years ago, it wasn't the case. We have been habituated. Going back to Norm Pattiz, who represented successfully Candace Owens, when she had a series of real harassment, what you call hate crime, against her. She was able to record it when they left messages, only a small part of what had happened to her. And that was back in 2008 when she was only 15 years old. It settled when she was 16 years old. Now, obviously, folks, she's only 20-something years old, a force to be reckoned with. But I saw parallels there from my Texas deposition with Bankston. And the big operation they're running here, they would play like 2-3 second clips edited together. I don't know how you respond. I guess there's the rule of optional completeness. How do you respond to little cobbled together clips like you didn't say that? It's like refrigerator magnets where they take what you say, cut it up, put it together, and then say respond to that.
Well, that's the problem with cross-examination. Cross-examination is said to be an engine for the discovery of truth, but it's easy to warp truth that way. A lawyer asking a person a question on cross-examination can insist that the person answer yes or no. And so they play a snippet of your conversation. Did you say that? If that's part, you obviously uttered those words, so the correct answer is yes. But you said more than that. So a better answer to that question might be something like the following. I can't answer that with a yes or no question. And then the lawyer will insist, I'm demanding that you answer yes or no. I can't answer that question that way. Now, if there's a judge in the room and the judge compels you to answer, say, I said that in the context of a larger answer.
Objection, non-responsive.
It may be non-responsive, and that's where your lawyer then has to stand up and play the whole truth on redirect examination of you. Witnesses often make the mistake of thinking they've got to tell the whole story with each.
And what they're counting on is there's a jury. They just put an edited clip. They think your lawyers aren't going to be savvy enough. It's actually true in 20 minutes to actually go find the full clip and do it. That's the sneak attack stuff that went on.
Well, you know, so that's why it's important to develop a relationship with your lawyer and to understand your case strategy going in, to anticipate what the weaknesses in your case are and be prepared to respond with that clip. There's no substitute for preparation.
Well, here's an example. Candace Owens in her full clip, and even though I say this, they'll edit it and play it, but just if they're criminals, it's what they do. She said, I have no problem with Hitler wanting to take care of his people and have a nation. But when he ran around like a homicidal maniac, killing minorities and invading the world, it was terrible and horrible. He's not a nationalist. He was an expansionist, similar to globalism today. That was the full clip. We've played it here. I'm paraphrasing it. But again, they're so criminal, Media Matters will probably edit me out saying I have no problem with Hitler when I'm quoting what she... This is how they operate. And so people have to know that that there's no bottom to these people. Where do you think this goes with all this editing?
There's a battle for the soul of the country going on. I didn't know much about InfoWars until you asked me to represent you. I've been here for a couple of days. I'm intrigued with what's going on here, and I'm proud of what you're doing. Because there's a broad sense of a crisis of legitimacy in the country. People don't know where to go, who to trust. And the debate about nationalism is a perfect example. I believe what I heard Candace Owen trying to do was to defend the notion that there's nothing wrong with wanting to defend your home. People are afraid of what's happening to their home because it's being turned over to impersonal forces, global forces, if you want to call that. There are immigration problems. And people are afraid. And we've got an opioid crisis, a suicide epidemic in the greater Midwest.
This country's in trouble.
This is not the American dream. Is it a crime to say I want to defend the nation I live in? And people are being criminalized for that and associated with Hitler for wanting to defend their home. That's a disconnect. And so I think what I heard Candace saying is, you can't take the black vote for granted. You can't throw me under the bus and tell me you're taking care of me.
I don't belong to you.
I don't belong to you. I'm not your slave. That ended 100-plus years ago. You don't owe me reparations, but I don't owe you deference. This is my home. I'll defend it. And if I'm proud of my nation, you're a criminal for making me feel ashamed of the land I live in.
Wow, out of the park, Norm Pattiz. We're going to do a segment with you still on Assange with Paul Watson. Then you're going to take a break. Be back with us later on The War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 o'clock Central. Don't forget David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. with The David Knight Show. Only you can promote it. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. But you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
First, Julian Assange embarrassed virtually everyone in power in Washington. He published documents that undermined the official story on the Iraq War and Afghanistan. He got Debbie Wasserman Schultz fired from the DNC. He humiliated Hillary Clinton by showing that the Democratic primaries were, in fact, rigged. Pretty much everyone in Washington has reason to hate Julian Assange. Rather than just admit that straightforwardly, he made us look like buffoons, so now we're sending him to prison. Instead, they're denouncing him as, you guessed it, a Russian agent.
So there is Assange, if you're a TV viewer, it's very, very painful. He looks like he is been in solitary confinement for 30 years. He looks like a man from a high tower. He looks like a hermit. He's got a Gandalfian beard. His head is almost bald. And he has been in there 7 years, and he is still strong as ever and defiant, saying resist, resist, UK resist America. He means the globalists. And he appears to want to say resist Trump, because imagine how it must feel being picked up by the Trump administration to be dragged back to the United States when Trump said famously, I played this yesterday, we'll play a little bit later, I don't care who's got Hillary's emails, WikiLeaks, the Russians, just release them. Well, they did release them, Mr. President. He did what you asked him to do, and it was bigger than the Pentagon Papers. He exposed criminal activity in our government, criminal activity of the deep state trying to stop your election and then later overthrow you. And so you can argue, well, the Bradley Manning stuff before and whatever. You can't tell somebody to do something. Now, you're the commander-in-chief. You're a separate branch of government. You can pardon murderers, crack dealers, like Clinton did. So if you don't pardon him, shame on President Trump. Now, I saw him in a clip today. We'll play a little bit later saying, well, I'm not involved. I don't know. We'll see what Bob Barr does. That is a good sign. I think down the road, the right thing's going to be done. But Norm Pattis is here, constitutional lawyer, famous civil rights lawyer, has represented Candace Owens when she was under hate crime attack and actually got a large settlement for her. She talked about that in Congress. No one knew about it until now, so we can talk about it. But what is your view on Assange?
I was troubled to see him arrested. And, you know, I'm spending time with you, and I woke up the morning he was arrested, and I thought, what if Alex Jones is only half right? Because I'm not as persuaded as you about the deep state. I just don't think people are that sophisticated. But I think artificial intelligence is. And so I thought of the following. Is it a mystery that Assange got picked up 10 days later after Zuckerberg wrote an opinion piece in the Washington Post calling for greater regulation of the Internet to control hate speech? And I thought of that line from The Who, new boss, same as the old boss. What used to be that information wanted to be free. Assange was out there. He was surfing the net. He was trying to set information free, giving us information about our government. Zuckerberg and the surveillance capitalists, and I don't know how many of your viewers have had a chance to look at Shonoff's new book, The Age of Surveillance Capitalism, but look at it. What she says is the Internet started out about us, about individual consumers. Our search was going to be perfected with sophisticated algorithms, and so when they learned what we liked, they tried to predict what we'd like next and feed it to us. Then they began to harvest our likes and sell them to others to manipulate us, to predict us, to control our behavior. And now when things get out of hand for people who are profiting, and I don't know about the deep state, but I do know about the surveillance capitalists, they begin to say we need to control what people say because we want to control the income stream. People who theorize about artificial intelligence say the following. There may come a point where artificial intelligence reaches the point of superintelligence and computers take over. I don't think we're there yet. But I think the age of surveillance capitalism has come, and we need a new Dwight Eisenhower to stand up. Recall Eisenhower's famous warning about the military.
Everybody quotes him. It's a 21-minute speech, his farewell speech, 1961, in January. But everybody only partially quotes.
Right.
He says there's a technological controlling elite over the military-industrial complex, and we must then beware that they are in control of the military-industrial complex. He goes on to say they're a breakaway civilization and a monopolizing the future. And creating basically a new class system.
And they have. And it's now the computational industrial system. And Zuckerberg
the
is
the technocracy. By the way, you said that to me on the phone 3 days ago. You said this to me on the phone 3 days ago, and I thought either Norm Pattis is really smart or he's a little quirky. And then last night and this morning I look up, Zuckerberg and Facebook took down the Ecuadorian former president's site hours before the arrest.
Is that true?
So they're silencing, yeah, this is Zero Hedge. They're silencing, it links to AP. They're silencing his champion minutes or hours before they grab him. And that's the concerted intelligence agency, rogue intelligence agency, corporate intelligence agency system in live time. Making sure all this happens.
The best
picked up by the Ecuadorian news was picked up by INN papers. AP picked up on it. A bunch of publications picked up on it.
Where's the outrage over that? I mean, I thought the Internet was supposed to bring us together, not control us.
Oh, I guess the Ecuadorian liberal is now a hater. He's a white supremacist, too.
Wow. That's just amazing. That's a shocking development.
Meanwhile, we have the clip. Hillary Clinton laughs and jokes at the arrest of Julian Assange. Paul, you live in London. You've been all over this. We've tried to isolate exactly what he shouted. I know you've got sources that have, journalists that have talked to Assange previously. We're working on getting some of them on. What do you think is really going on?
Well, obviously the thing that concerned me about it, Alex, was the vampiric smacking of the lips from the media on both left and right. And why do they do that? Because, Julian Assange essentially was a publisher. If he was the leaker, then everybody who leaked information about the Trump administration needs to go to prison as well. They're not going to. But the reason the media celebrates the arrest of Julian Assange is because these so-called journalists are no longer journalists. All they do every single day is either contrive phony outrage about some random issue that nobody really cares about or should care about, or they deplatform and silence their ideological enemies. So none of them are doing, apart from a few, real journalism anymore. So that's why they don't feel the need to defend somebody who is doing real journalism, like a WikiLeaks or a Julian Assange. That's why they were all smacking their lips. You got Meghan McCain today saying that she hopes Julian Assange rots in hell, literally like applauding the potential torture and disappearance of him. So that's why they do it, and they do it with this kind of zeal and this lust for people to be punished that you would only see in serial killers and people like that. Seriously, it's this vampiric celebration of the silencing and arrest of people. Because, again, they're all blinded by their Trump derangement syndrome.
Well, let's go further. You're absolutely right.
On the fact. that they blamed Julian Assange for Hillary Clinton's defeat. Nothing to do with the fact that she was inherently, you know, corrupt and unlikable and didn't resonate with millions and millions of American voters. No, it was all Julian Assange's fault. So it still all goes back to that, Alex. They're still not over 2016. They're still deep, laden in that Trump derangement syndrome.
And, Paul, looking at this, it's the de-evolution of people with this arrested development. As you described SJWs like 3 years ago in a viral video as toddlers, they are toddlers, and they're all minions of the establishment. While AI takes over, they're the last wave of humans in control of the Internet. They're the bridge that brings AI in to take over. They're the traitors, and they just see anybody that's popular. They don't care if it's PewDiePie. They don't care if it's Julian Assange. They don't care if it's good, if it's bad. They just want to silence it because they feel like it's good. They've had Vanity Fair and a bunch of other publications. We'll talk about this when we come back. Celebrate last week about how great deplatforming is and how good it is to never have to hear from an Alex Jones again. These are such dangerous people that can't even think one inch in front of their nose. We'll get Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer, and Paul Watson, international journalist, take on this. Paul's very popular with billions of views. There are publications every day like The Guardian licking their lips, calling him a white supremacist, calling for him to be silenced. These are outrageous criminal liars.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's been 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Paul Watson's with us for the rest of the hour. Norm Pattis riding shotgun. He's going to be on during the second hour of the War Room today with Owen Schroyer. That's 3 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And yes, I have signed up two talk show hosts to lead two new programs, and I'm developing an in-house show as well. So I think within about 3 months, if people keep supporting us and keep praying for us, we're going to be, I don't know, like 6-7 hours more of live TV and radio every day, building our own system here in the face of all the censorship. So thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. The better the show, the more incredible the news, the more I don't plug. I have not plugged yet. I really should. The big sales have to end Sunday. It's not the total store sale. Now there's a bunch of stuff sold out. It's our 8 best-selling nutraceuticals are at 50 to 60% off, free shipping, and those are going to have to end. DNA Force has to end today because that sucker is almost sold out. So it's going to go back to regular price for a few weeks, 6 weeks till more of it comes in. X2, Silver Bullet, Real Red Pill Plus, Super Mill Vitality, it's all there but about to sell out, so I've got to end this special. And then we're going to have another big special next week on air filters, water filters, and T-shirts. But I've got to get up here tomorrow and cut ads for it. So thank you all for your support. Getting back to Assange and the attacks on press freedom, Paul, the Pentagon Papers, Daniel Ellsberg, who I've interviewed several times. We now know that elements of the CIA and the defense intelligence thought Vietnam was wrong. It was out of control. They tried to end the war. They leaked that info. Well, this stuff didn't come from the Russians. We know it came from Snowden. It came from others. And they used people like Manning as a front to release stuff as well. So I just don't see how Trump says, maybe cue that up. We played it yesterday. You know, I don't know who's got it. WikiLeaks, the Russians. If you got it, release it. You can't say release it. Then he released the goods, the spirit cooking, the corruption, the rigging the polls, the rigging the debates. The president, as a candidate, ordered Assange to do it. Assange did it. Trump must. Or I'm still going to like Trump. But let me tell you, I'm going to do it with a little bit of shame, Paul. If he doesn't let Assange out of prison, my God, Paul, what do you think?
Well, you've got the added irony, Alex, of the media claiming for 2-3 years that Assange was in this hat-trick of collusion with Trump and Russia. So it was Assange, Trump, and Russia colluding to steal the election, colluding to hack all the emails. Assange is not extradited for, 7 years under Obama for the same crime, by the way, that they've got him on now, this computer hacking thing. So Assange gets extradited, or at least a request for extradition, under the Trump administration. So how does that line up with this entire narrative that the three of them were in collusion, Trump, Assange, and Russia? It doesn't. So that completely destroys that narrative.
I know, Paul, but the truth is it came from U.S. intelligence. They helped Trump get in. Trump knows damn well what happened. Assange worked with U.S. intelligence. It's not the Russians. It's U.S. intelligence exposing criminals in the government. The guy deserves a frickin' medal. So I understand the optics of Trump slamming the book at Assange. And so they better put a body double in there for the press and let the real guy out, man, because I'm getting pissed.
Well, it's obviously going to be a major optics thing for Trump. What he said so far is basically he doesn't know anything about it. In 2016, he said he loves WikiLeaks, and now he says he doesn't know anything about it. So he's obviously trying to keep his hands.
Now, this is a real place Trump is getting off the rails, and I get the optics. People don't want optics. They want truth.
Well, just from judging from Trump's base reaction to it on Twitter, I mean, you had some people on the, you know, establishment conservative right, like the Daily Caller, putting out stupid memes. You had a parade of guests on Fox News basically calling him a rapist, just outright lies.
That was a CIA setup that's now been admitted. It was a sex operation.
Yeah, I mean, the condom broke. It clearly wasn't right from the very beginning. But you also had today, now they're saying that he was completely insane inside this embassy, smearing feces on the walls. As he said, they've removed his right to defend himself. Now they're just making out outright insane allegations that he was completely hysterical.
Oh, you know, if they had me in solitary confinement now, they would say that I was eating poop.
Yeah, all the people that visited him in that embassy said he was completely well-behaved, he was completely cogent. Obviously, he had a lot of health problems because they weren't treating him properly for 7 years. He had basically no sunlight.
God, he does look like hell.
Oh, no, he was running around going mental on a skateboard. He was smearing feces on the walls. The lies are going to get bigger and bigger the longer he has no voice to defend himself.
No, I agree. And watching all the media, the New York Times, CNN, that had him on as a hero when he was bashing Bush, to watch them, like you said, vampirically lip their filthy lips, like they're having orgasms every 5 seconds, getting off on this. This is an obscene danger to the press and to everyone. Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer.
We don't know what we don't know. Is the timing, again, what's going to come out in the Mueller report? And are they trying to silence Assange while they can? You know, the claims about his behavior while in the Ecuadorian embassy reminded me of many of the clients I have, some of whom have been on death row. You put a person in isolation and keep them from the world under close watch for years, and it just...
Tommy Robinson spent 3 months in solitary confinement and lost 40 pounds and said he almost went insane.
Looking at the clips of Assange, the way he looks with the beard, the hair, you know, the presentation of self.
Howard Hughes.
He looks like Howard Hughes. Absolutely. Dead to rights. There's something not right there. But I'm looking forward to seeing the Mueller report.
I'll say this. Assange is a tough son of a bitch. I admire him.
I've always admired him. I think that we have government, limited government in this country. We say that we're governed by our consent. There are state secrets, and there is a state secret doctrine that permits the government from withholding certain things, and it is a crime to break that law. So Julian Assange may have broken that law, but if he broke it in the name of truth, that makes him a martyr, not a criminal.
And there's whistleblower protection.
Well, there is and there isn't. You know, again, it depends. It's a fact-specific thing. I don't know what the government's case against Assange looks like. Apparently, it was leaked in part by accident. We'll soon see it in the extradition.
We know. They want Snowden's accomplices.
Well, they may. They may.
What are you going to cover on the War Room today? I know there's a lot for you to get. I want you to get into Assange with Owen Schroyer in the second hour at 4 o'clock today.
If I have any influence over you at all, I would encourage you to begin to think more about AI and augmented human reality.
Then you're going to cover AI for an hour. And no, you're right, because the Internet used to be about
time to prepare.
Machine learning. The Internet used to be about the systems learning who we are and how we operate and what we want. And now that it figured that out, it's telling us what we want.
Well, I know. And what's more, it's forecasting what we'll do. And thus, people like Cambridge Analytica are buying data to control.
To predict the future.
Right. And to control us. To control us. It's the same boss.
You have done well, Lord Veda.
Yes.
Paul, you've got big stuff coming up, but I want to briefly get into... Are we not vindicated? I mean, you first broke, we first broke, all the spying, how they did it, FISA 2+ years ago. What do you make of that?
Well, obviously, yeah. It came out with the Alexa now that the recordings are being listened to, not just by the AI, but by real people, to help improve your choices and the advertising that they bombard you with. So, yeah, as you said, what was it, 2006, we came out with the article that basically they're listening to you on every device, these spy bugs, this... You know, the home of
surveillance. By the way, did you see Amazon admits thousands of employees are actually telling what Alexa to say? It's not an AI. It's people listening, which we already knew.
They've had cases, Alex, with the Samsung TVs and the Alexa where the police get called because it hears screaming, like people playing around. It hears screaming, and it automatically calls the police, and they show up to the house. That came out in court documents.
That happened to a friend of mine. They were throwing each other in the pool this winter at a pool party, and the police came and said, "Well, we got a call from a device in your house that someone was being hurt."
Yeah, that's what happened in the previous case. In the court documents, they said that it heard the screaming.
We're going to cover it all. Infowars.com, Newswars.com for a pro-human future. Paul Watson straight ahead. Norm Pattis, thank you so much. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have. The good halogens don't want you to have the bad halogens. At InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Joseph Watson's driving a shotgun, but this time your host, Alex Jones, and I'm going to say something right now as Paul gets back in his chair. I am not a Navy SEAL that swims around under giant oil tankers at night in black ports at 2 a.m. with jellyfish stinging you and then trying to use radar to even know where you're going or sonar. I'm not some guy that charged up a hill to fight a machine gun nest. But I'll tell you something. The listeners of this broadcast standing with us have been in a war. And it's been a psychological war of being lied about, being demonized, being attacked in the street, having bank accounts taken away, having families attacked, having the media literally encamp around my house and my life and try to take my children from me, and I've not backed down. And let me just say something to the enemy. And I don't say things unless it's how I really feel. And I said this on the Logan Paul podcast, and they got really pissed. The New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN, they all talked about it, wrote about it, and played the clip. Logan Paul said, how you doing under all these attacks? And I said, you know what? I'm doing great. And I mean that. We're taking the country back. We're taking the world back. Doesn't mean it's perfect, but things are getting better in ways. And we have fought hard here, ladies and gentlemen. And it's okay to have a nice car and a house and insurance and, you know, a decent watch. But I don't worship things. I worship ideas and I worship freedom because that's what God gives us. I worship God. We've come one hell of a long way together, folks. And all of you, the InfoWars audience, are activists. You are leaders. You are icons. This movement. That's why they want to demonize InfoWars at all costs. That's why they write hundreds of articles a day lying about us. Because they want to intimidate you to not appreciate what you've done and the victories you've had. But let me just tell you something. We've made history together. And more Trump proves absolutely how incredibly real he is. And the system always tries to misrepresent what he's really doing when he's doing the opposite. And short of being a dictator, he couldn't be doing more than he's doing right now. And I trust the president as he gets fully into power to really move against these people. But I want to talk to Paul before we get these other stories about what he would call this point in history. Deep state in Europe exposed. Deep state in the UK exposed. Deep state in the U.S. exposed. All these globalists from May to Trudeau to Merkel in trouble, about to be voted out by their parliaments. Again, different than our system, where it's a straight up and down vote for the president. They're in because of the parliamentary system. They're hanging on by their fingernails. Globalism is discredited. All the topics and terms we talk about are now mainstream. We've really changed the world, Paul, and it's not from a power trip, but from what we've paid and what we've gone through and the hard work we put in, I think it's important we all have a little bit of a moment of celebration to realize this isn't all just drudgery. And there isn't just evil in the world. And we have really put a knot on the globalist head. And so instead of stopping lying, they've doubled down. But what would you call this period in history? And what is your response, Paul, to we broke all the illegal spying first with precise detail from a research? You can say Zero Hedge as well. We broke it all. That's why they think I run Zero Hedge. We don't even know who runs it, learned to love and runs it. We're smart folks. We're not bragging here. We're under missile attack because we're a base that's been the most effective. We know how to beat the enemy. It's like if you're giving people different antibiotics to see what fixes something that's killing kids, this antibiotic doesn't work, that antibiotic doesn't work. Whoa, 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 the InfoWars antibiotic, it's like kryptonite to globalists. So what would you quantify this? Because we're not trying to drive around in Lamborghinis or be in Hollywood or any of that. But the true fame we have, the infamy we have because of our audience and their steadfast support, it's just incredible. I want to salute the supporters that have stood with us through all of this. We've changed the world, Paul, and I want to salute you, and I want to salute this crew. We still got a long way to go, but we've won some big-ass battles here, brother. We've won some battles, and it's all worth it. I've known we can win this thing, and whatever else we got to go through, let's just commit to this. Do you feel what I'm saying? Do you feel it, Watson?
Yeah, we've won some battles, and we've basically won the argument. That's the time that we're in now. We've won the argument. That's why populism's rising. But that's why we have the deplatforming. And we've got another case of that today. The piranhas are swimming, are circling around Laura Loomer once again. Laura Loomer, this is out of Huffington Post. Instagram won't ban Laura Loomer after she incites fans to rise up against Ilhan Omar. Okay, that's from Huffington Post yesterday. This is from The Hill, 25th of March, a couple of weeks ago. Ilhan Omar tells Muslim group to raise hell. So Ilhan Omar says exactly the same thing, almost word for word.
She says that the people that did 9/11 did something and took action, and then AOC says if you criticize somebody praising 3,000 dead Americans, that you are the bad person. I am sick of these damn people.
Oh, this is the thing that they've got it straight out of academia, straight out of the intersectional feminism gender studies courses, where words which disagree with their political argument are now violence. So, yeah, it's not just AOC, it's not just Ilhan Omar. You also had Rashida Tlaib yesterday come out and say, again, they confronted her on this, Omar comment. It was just some people who did something. And she said that if you disagree with a woman of color, with a progressive woman of color, then that means you're inciting violence against
this
person.
Oh, that's the talking point. I saw Brian Stelter in my hotel room last weekend in San Diego say that we can't allow criticism of female presidential candidates because it's a form of patriarchy.
Exactly, yes. It's toxic masculinity to merely criticize the relentless idiocy that spews forth from the mouth of someone like AOC or Ilhan Omar. Even in the case of Ilmar, she said almost exactly word for word the same thing that Laura Loomer said. And this is someone who's in Congress, okay? She's got way more power than Laura Loomer. So basically, Loomer, her last bastion, I think, is Instagram. I'm not sure if her Facebook's gone at this point.
No, just like us.
Literally yesterday had about 20 big articles saying, why hasn't Instagram banned Laura Loomer yet? This is what I'm talking about, journalism. There's no real journalism left. It's all contrived.
Oh, it's not just journalism. It's anti-free speech attack wolf packs.
Yeah, it's piranhas. They're no longer journalists. They're piranha activists trying to silence somebody's last platform on which they can defend themselves. And you had it here in the UK as well, Alex. You had Roger Scruton, who is a noted academic and author and philosopher in the UK. Very sober, very serious guy for decades. He's got dozens and dozens of books. He was an advisor for the UK government on housing. He did an interview with the New Statesman, which again is a leftist publication. They outright lied, removed some of the responses to the questions. He was talking about Chinese people being a replica of each other because of what the communists
are. Under the Communist Party, they're a corporate board that's controlled. I read your article. And then they cut out the part where he said the Communist Party makes them slaves, makes them conformist.
So then they tried to make out that he'd said all Chinese people are exactly the same. Oh, he's racist. Within hours, he was fired from the government advisory board. The guy was popping a champagne cork. The writer of this article on his Instagram page later deleted it. He also said that, oh, by the way, the term Islamophobia was invented by the Muslim Brotherhood to make all criticism of Islam a racist slur. That's completely true. It was created by a Muslim Brotherhood front in Iran for exactly that reason. So, again, they stripped the context out of that. They changed the entire meaning of what he said in this interview. The UK Conservative government immediately backed down because of this, again, mob outrage. That's what they do. They gin up a fake, phony mob outrage. They circle the wagons. The piranhas go in, and people get deplatformed because we have such a weak, cowardly, spineless government in this country.
Well, corporations do that on purpose to encourage the malice brigades. They admit that's the psychology. When we come back, Paul, you got the latest article on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Crazed leftists have hysterical temper tantrum over men are not women speech. Wait till we play this on the other side. But only you can spread the articles. Only you, as humans against the AI, can override them. Spread the Newswars.com articles. Spread the PrisonPlanet.com articles. Spread the Infowars articles by hand, by calling into talk radio, calling into C-SPAN. However you do it, it really angers the globalist. Help spread the cure. Infowars.com. Help inject it in the veins of the world.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Community Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
Paul Joseph Watson.
For a long time.
Is with us.
For a long time.
He does a lot of great work at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. The media has made it into a big controversy. But, oh, Alex Jones has lost Paul Joseph Watson. He's lefting. No, that's not the case. I have told Paul over and over again that I think he should be on air. He should do his own shows. He should do his own things. And it's positive to be demonized like I am. But it's also negative. And so I believe Paul should do his own deal. And he finally created Summit.News. And it's something he's doing separately. And we're not even really promoting InfoWars on there because I want to see Paul do his own thing. And I had a sneaky suspicion he'd go from 5 articles a day and 1 video a day to like 10 or 15 and 2 videos a day, which magically happened. See, when I'm getting ready to push daisies, I wanted to beat the globalist. I don't give a flying, you know what, about me being numero uno. And I always saw in Paul that he's smart behind the scenes and not just a writer. So I told him 7 years ago, my bragging is just a fact. I said, listen, I'm going to let you go. If you don't start doing a YouTube and a Facebook and a Twitter, you're a smart guy behind the scenes. You're going to, you know, he'd been coming to my show some, but hated it. Steve's just as smart as brother. Got a degree in international, you know, political relations from a Nottingham University. Just as smart as his brother. He doesn't even, he writes articles like once a day. He didn't even want to do that. So I tried to twist Steve's arm into it. It didn't work. I threatened to let him go, but it didn't work. So Paul did it, and I just had this new idea, and Paul thought it was good. So briefly, tell us about summit.news and what you set up, Paul, because I know it's already gone viral.
Well, yeah, we've done about, 700,000 page views in just over a week, so it's not going too bad. But, yes, you know, one day last week I wrote like 14 articles. But some of them are literally like four paragraphs long, but sometimes that's all you need to get the story across. So it is very fresh with a lot of content on a rolling basis. And one of the top stories on there today, Alex, is crazed leftists have hysterical temper tantrum over men are not women speech. Now, this was Michael Knowles, who was giving a speech at the University of Missouri last night, hosted by Young Americans for Freedom, basically centered around the premise men are not women. So immediately it was occupied. By the way, take a look at that photo at the top of that article right there, Alex. These are new overlords right there.
We're going to play some more audio and some video of these people in a moment.
These are the people right there who have been given power in our society to decide who has free speech. These people can barely get through a day without having a nervous breakdown. These are the people who think words are violence. These are the people who, for example, in the UK a few days ago, there was a supermarket, just to go back to this, and then we can get onto that article. There's a supermarket called Waitrose, which had a three-duck chocolate package for Easter. And one of the ducks was milk chocolate, one was white chocolate, one was dark chocolate. So they called the trio Crispy and Fluffy, the milk chocolate and the white chocolate. They called the dark chocolate duckling ugly. Somebody complained and said that this was racist. These are the kind of people that we're dealing with, and these are the kind of corporations that we're dealing with.
But let's be clear. The dark chocolate has a nice name, the milk chocolate, and the yellow one has a nice name, and then there are such things as ugly ducks. It's purple and dark chocolate, which is the one you know everybody's going to eat. It's just famous names of ducks. It has nothing to do, but because it's a speckled duck that's dark black instead of brown, they give it the name ugly duckling.
But think of the mindset of the person and how laborious and dull and meaningless their life would have to be to get outraged over that, to complain about it, and then for the corporation, Waitrose, which is a giant company in the UK, to actually take it seriously. Now, sometimes these companies take it seriously just so they can virtue signal and get free advertising, but they took it seriously from one complaint and the product was immediately removed. These are the people we're giving power to in society, and we wonder why we live in clown world, which is the meme that's going around right now, which is very, very appropriate indeed. So going back to the University of Missouri, you had this talk by Michael Knowles, men are not women, God forbid, that's hate speech now. So they occupied the auditorium. They were going to do a silent walkout. They couldn't do that. They started standing up, screaming and shouting. One of them literally did like a fake acid attack on the speaker. It was a substance that smelled like bleach. They don't really know what it was. He threw it over the speaker, and they tased him and arrested him. But just go, you can watch the entire video, and just the look of these people. These are the people we're giving power to in society. These are the people who are getting jobs in Silicon Valley, deciding and defining what free speech is in America.
And they're deranged, and they're on insane power trips. Let's play 2 minutes from the video that's up on Infowars.com. Crazed leftists have hysterical temper tantrum over men, not women speech. And again, when they get upset at most universities, they hand out Plato, you name it. If someone talks about the Constitution, they run and cry and they give them Plato and treat them like children. This is the arrested development. This is the sabotage of America by the Chi-Coms funding it. Literally, the Chi-Coms are funding this with Silicon Valley. Here is what happened.
This creates ever-multiplying victim groups, false victim groups like these people. This creates ever-multiplying racial victims. I know, you're so oppressed, my dears. I know, life is so hard for you. You have to live in the richest, literal, most equitable, most awesome, just country in the history of the world. You have to get a college education. You have to voluntarily go to lectures. It's so awful. I can't imagine. But, you know, the people who are in war-torn nations, they must truly, they must truly fit in.
They created these artificial systems, which is universities, where they just worship oppression, no free speech, and a bunch of mentally ill victimhood.
I'm not that. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your support, but I'm not that intimidated by these guys.
They just act like total thugs. So, you know, Paul, they've activated the lowest IQ followers out there.
At an American university.
They've jumped on the leftist anti-free speech bandwagon. Paul, where does this go? Then they try to physically attack him.
Yeah, and just look at them. These are deeply, deeply unhappy people, mainly based around their physical appearance. They're fat, deranged, mentally ill losers. I mean, let's be honest about it. She's literally wearing a T-shirt that says that. These are the people who are given power to in society. These are the people who get triggered over chocolate ugly ducklings and force giant corporations to change their brand. I mean, these are the people we're given power to in society. There was a scarf which was put out by a company called Fendi, like a $1,000 scarf. It resembled a vagina. One person complained about it on Twitter, but that's not even the most idiotic thing about this story, Alex. So this scarf was removed from the clothing line because one person complained about it on Twitter. But then the scandal got even more controversial because then somebody posted an image of this scarf, and it's on summit.news if you look on the right-hand side, top of the page. And they said it was transphobic because obviously now men can have babies too. So it wasn't enough to remove the scarf from the product line. No, they had to apologize as well for it being transphobic. This is Clown World. In fact, there's an entire section on
that. So that's what it
website.
Is. It's total, yeah, Clown World up on summit.news. What a great idea you came up with there. But remember, J.C. Penney, people thought that the shadow of the handle of a chrome teapot looked like Hitler, so they apologized and removed that as well. The corporations are giving power to this on purpose, Paul.
Yeah, you've had examples where there was a Lego man with a drill on a sock in a clothing store, and if you turned it a certain way, it looked like the word Allah. A bunch of Muslims complained. The same thing with Nike shoes. The sole of the shoe, if you looked at it a certain way, looked like the word Allah in Arabic. Nike immediately removed it and apologized. Well, letting mentally ill people who literally need, like, cuddle puppies in safe rooms just to get through the day control society.
So where does it go?
And that's why
where
we're having the
go?
Problems that we're having with free speech.
Where does
These
it go,
people
Paul?
Are in control. They're getting the jobs in Silicon Valley.
Where does it go, Paul?
Well, it goes where it's going with you. It goes to the complete silencing of anyone who dissents. You know, who was it, Orwell, that said, you know, that a society that prosecutes the truth tellers basically is that is the end of society. That is the end of all free society. So, yeah, we've let these people take power, and massive corporations are now being infiltrated by these people. So it's the end of free speech. I mean, they call it being honk-pilled. Being black-pilled is like accepting everything and being nihilistic about it. Being honk-pilled is just laughing at it and surfing the apocalypse and watching as these people literally control society. But in this case, the police actually did their job, which was a great thing. So maybe we'll start to see more of that, because these people completely hate the police as well. So maybe there'll be more on our side.
All right, I want to hit a few other news items with you. And then William Binney, former head of the technical operations of the NSA. He was the technical director of Snowden. He'll respond to Julian Assange and more. Oh, yes, you don't want to miss the next hour. Paul Joseph watches with us for five more minutes. Summit.news, Paul Watson's new flagship website. We salute it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.